Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. This got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his cypress knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Well, the party they gon' have out in the St. John's Swamps. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Yo, how you doing, TJ? TJ.
Oh, got to take my soul off mute, I'll tell you, man.
Okay, we got Keith. That just happened. Leo, and we got Big D. Rocky's not going to make it. He's babysitting.
Wonderful. He's spending
Doyle
time with his friend.
Yep, and Doyle may have some police training. And I haven't heard from Dustin.
Okay,
so
great.
We're there.
Oh, wonderful. We're there. So we got Leo, Dustin, and Keith. Is that what you said?
We got Leo, Keith, and Big D.
And Big D, that's right. Outstanding. So what's been new with you with the Bigfoot world there, Marco?
Well, you know, trying to keep ahead of the game here. I start always looking for some, what's the latest Bigfoot excitement out on the thing. God, there's so much garbage out there. It takes you hours to sift through it.
I know.
Do you know what I mean talking about?
You know,
I mean,
what drives me nuts is like you said, it's garbage. It's bull. It's not even a Bigfoot. And there's people, Marco. There's people. I mean, well, I'm talking about a certain photo of an ape, you know, out in the woods behind some trees, right? And,
yeah.
I mean, you read through long threads of, it's a Bigfoot. I'm smart enough. I know what an ape looks like. This is a Bigfoot. And you're looking at the picture, and all you see is this big woodland ape, you know? And all these people, they're delirious. They're delirious.
Oh, I know. And not only that, but it's stuff that's been regurgitated for a few years. And people are still regurgitating the same stuff around, the same stories, the same pictures, the same garbage. It's amazing.
You know.
Anyway, I spent about 6 hours screwing around with that. Finally, I just got frustrated and gave up. And all I wanted to do, here's what I wanted to do. I wanted to find out what were the most recent sightings. And, of course, the BFRO is right in there, right? And of course, they got there's two from Georgia that they had listed, and you know, a couple others, and you know, the stories, you know, what could be, you know, okay, they're not bad. I mean, they weren't horrible; they were good. I mean, they had pictures and other things, and other data and stuff that they gave with it, and of course, accounting of the sighting by the individual who sighted it, and and they were okay. But, God, you try to find anything in there that has any, I mean, has anything that's of value, is very difficult.
Yeah, you know, trying to find anything out there with people that actually got off their computer, went out into the woods, that's even more difficult.
Well,
I know.
That's really, it's really
Bigfooting
hard.
Bigfooting has become sit behind a monitor and look for Bigfoot, you know.
Well, there's
just
a lot of people out there. It's kind of a, I guess you might call it a, what do we call it, the latest thrill, right, fad that's around. And, of course, that's one of the fads. And of course, everybody's got to have their bottle of beer with a Bigfoot. So, I don't know. Jeez. But anyway, it's certainly, I mean, even before 15 years ago when we were working on this stuff, I mean, at least there was some factual stuff out there, you know what I mean?
Right, you know.
And even if we didn't agree with the individuals that put it out, not meaning that we didn't agree with the information they gave, but we didn't agree with the individuals because of the way they acted and the way they presented things.
Sure,
but, But, you know, they were... that's what I did. I wasted about 8 hours, 15 hours, whatever.
Waste 8 hours. You learn how much bullshit's out there that researchers have to dig through.
And you go on
YouTube. What the real stuff is.
Go on YouTube. It's still got
I'm getting
the little
started.
Stupid, the Bigfoot with the Band-Aid on. And a real Bigfoot. That stuff is just so. When you first see it, you get a little chuckle out of it, right? But
right.
Then after a while, when you see all that garbage all over again, no.
Why? You know, don't even get me started on YouTube because I actually had somebody listen to this, okay? Send me an email a couple days ago saying, there's this new guy, he's up in New York, he trains dogs, he's got body parts of his Bigfoot from his grandpa or his dad from 1967. And I just, you know, you don't want to be mean, you know. And you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Mark, yeah. You know, and I go, the guy was, I called him two and a half years ago, you know. And, you know, everybody knows he's fake. Everybody knows it's bullshit. He's an artist. He's YouTuber. You know, he's making money. And people actually believe that the big old giant Bigfoot prick that he was showing this time was a real Bigfoot prick. You know? I mean, serious. And the head was bigger than most pumpkins, you know? And I'm like,
right.
People, you know, like you said, they regurgitate, They get late on it. They don't look at dates on the bottom of the post. You know, it just gets
And not only that, but they take other people's garbage off the internet and then make their own little, make their own little stories out of it.
Yeah,
like they discovered it.
Stuff.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, but we got a good show this week. You know, we're going to have Dee Doss from Oklahoma. We got Leo from North Carolina. And, you know, we're going to pick up with Keith because he's got some more information for us, I guess. And who's in the – Leo's the 336. That's right. So I actually want to start off with Leo this evening. And, you know, he's been out on expedition. He's been setting up his camera traps and setting up some bait in some areas. And, you know, he promised me he was going to let us know what was going on this week. Leo, how are you, buddy?
I got to put him on.
Yeah. Push the button, or I'll walk over there and push it.
Falling down on my job.
There you are. Leo, how are you, buddy?
Who brought you?
I just knew you were going to do it. Who brought you? Oh, my goodness. You know, you were sending me those texts of the pictures of those tree breaks and bends. You know, I was looking at them going, well, you know, there's not a whole bunch of them, and it's not a very windy area. So, hey, there we go. Possibilities. Got to love it. So tell us, Leo, what's happening? You got any great pictures on the camera traps that you set up?
Hey, what I sent you was possibility, just like it is, man. I tell people, you know, when you go Bigfoot hunting, you got to, you not want nothing to happen. Don't want anything to happen. Just sit back and see what does happen. It's the most boring job or boring hobby it is. So, you know, just what it is. It's possibilities. I'm not going to say it is. I let people make their own observation and make their own mind. And like I say, I'm not going to say it is. And, you know, I was listening to your introduction earlier when you were talking about some of the people with you and Marco was talking about some of the people with these videos out here. You know, I think what it is, a lot of these people don't want to get out into the thickets like we do. And, you know, what you've seen in those pictures, man, it was an all-day expedition. You know, I was out there all day long. And, and it's just something I've seen, you know, just to, you know, tell me what you think. So, you know, I set up the trail cams. Didn't get anything off the trail cams. The bait wasn't disturbed, so I took a step back, regrouped, repunted, and set it back up again. So that's what it's all about, man, just wait to see what happens. Don't try to make anything happen like some of these jackasses out here that are not real Bigfoot researchers.
You know, why do you think people go out there and try to make something of nothing? Tell me. I mean, you know all about the psyche of the people. You learn it as a law enforcement officer. Do they just want attention?
I think so. I think majority of the people, when people like the searching for Bigfoot team like us, you know, when we do get evidence, we do get credible evidence, when we get evidence that it's only one possibility, and it makes the open mind veers towards what we're researching. I think a lot of people don't want to take the time to go out and do it. I think they think it's you just wake up one morning, find the biggest forest there you can, and go out there and Bigfoot's going to come sit in your lap. But it don't work that way. It don't work that way.
Yeah.
And I think what they do that for, you know, if we go to the search and Bigfoot site, we see the evidence that TJ, Leo, Youngblood, Marco, that they put out there, they think they can get the same thing. So what they do is, rather than say, hey, I'm not going to put that hard work in, because what they fail to realize, most of the evidence that we have, man, we spend hours and hours and days out in the woods, man. I mean,
months. Yeah.
I mean, months. Chiggers, man. I mean, briars, twisted ankles and things like that, just to get one smidgen of evidence. But people don't want to do that. So what they do is they go to the next thing possible, is the makeup stuff. So, you know, only thing I can tell folks, if you really, 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 really want to go Bigfoot hunting, call TJ. Hey, let's go in the coldest areas, go in the hottest areas, the tick-infested areas, the snake-infested areas. That's the only thing I can tell you.
You know, I'm getting older. I start to think to myself, how does my dad even do it at his age? You know, I mean, you get out there, like you said, most of the time, 99.9% of the time, you've done nothing, you've seen nothing, you've got no evidence, you've spent 10 days, researching, setting stuff up, being up all night long, sleeping 3 to 4 hours, getting up to make sure that you can see stuff during the daytime, and, you know, 10 days go by and you get nothing. But it's that one, that 0.01% that, you know, makes it all worth it. And you know what really bothers people? Go, why would you spend all the time out there in the woods? What? What? Where do you think you find a Bigfoot? YouTube? Facebook?
<You're not.
laughs>
Well, it's like fishing, TJ. That's what they fail to realize. I mean, I don't care how stocked the pond is, how stocked the lake is. You might go out there and spend all day long on a boot and not even catch a doggone guppy. So
yeah.
It's part of the game. It's part of the game. You got to stay out there till you see what's going to happen. But I think a lot of these people that go on YouTube to just to fake, you know, what they get, they are the type of people that will not, if you gave them a free ride and say, hey, I'll send a plane ticket to pick you up and come hang out with us, they wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't do it.
And like I said, like I tell a lot of folks, especially folks here in North Carolina, and I'll never forget the expedition that we went on. It was more of a imaging type of expedition. We sat around, we talked, we shared ideas and things that we possibly could use. But when we did go deep into the Uwari Forest, I tell folks, man, we was in areas that if you shine a flashlight in your hand, you couldn't even see it in your face. That's how dark it is. But people don't want to do that. They want to put bullshit on the YouTube and say, hey, I spotted Bigfoot in Manhattan. So.
Yeah, but, you know, when it has to do with, you know, I don't even look at YouTube. Somebody says, check this out on YouTube video, it's Bigfoot. I said, I'm not even going to waste my time because there's money involved. And when there's money involved, most of the times it's all a bunch of bullshit. You know, they're getting money off of the hits or whatever it is. You know,
true.
My next guest will we bring him up. He's the one who taught me all about that, D. Doss. You know, I had no idea people made money off of YouTube until he explained to me the system. And I went, what? Well, that makes sense why all these guys are, you know, great big giant terms. I found Bigfoot. Bigfoot in North Carolina. Bigfoot. They want those hits, you know?
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
You know,
it's not going to happen.
It's like the guy who brought you. He was on YouTube.
Yeah,
you know,
you
never once see a Bigfoot. You never once see a guy's face. All you do is hear talking and sounds like somebody's outside the tent going, I don't know. Oh, did you hear that? He just says he wants to reach around me and grab my walkie-talkie and speak into it. What? How did
That's
you
ridiculous,
get that out of
man. it's ridiculous, man. I mean, and then too, you got to look at those people that's out there that's faking these type of incidents. They fail to realize most of your Bigfoot sightings are accidents, or people that might be out filming a wedding. And they come back and they look at the video and say, damn, what the hell is that running across the creek? You know, and I tell you, the latest one that really, really, really ticks me off, is the one where the gentlemen are out, I think they're elk hunting, and the one guy is in the background going, big bear, big bear. And all of a sudden, the big bear walks through the wood line. I'm like,
is that recycling again?
I think so. And from what I see, when I blew it up, it's clearly an ape suit. It's clearly an ape suit. I mean, you could get Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles to look. It's an ape suit. I mean, really, man. I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, really? And then all of a sudden, this is what gets me. It's two videos. One video is when these guys are interviewed, and they're asked, have you ever seen a Bigfoot? Have you ever seen track Bigfoot? No. We were just out hunting. People who have never seen these creatures, who've never been involved in the Bigfoot research, if they're going to see this creature for the first time, they're damn sure as hell not going to rush towards this creature. And that's what these guys did in the video.
Yeah.
You can see the guy he's chasing the Bigfoot. If you've never seen a Bigfoot before,
you know,
you're not a Bigfoot researcher. You've never been involved in this. You're not going to chase him.
Yeah. That's almost 8 to 10 years old.
I'll let some of the other people who are commenting on this. But for instance, you know, Big D, you know, he has a YouTube. I mean, it's not all YouTube is all screwed up. It's just that some of the things is. But Big D has some YouTube stuff that he does. He's on. Can he comment?
Sure he'd come on in, absolutely. And we're not talking about radio shows. We're talking about people that are actually putting out stuff claiming that it's real, and it's obviously it's not. How you doing, D?
Big D, go ahead.
You must have stepped away.
We still on?
Yeah, we're here. D. Doss.
Hello?
You're live, D.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, D. You were on mute, too.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, what's
How
up,
are
D?
You, my buddy?
Big brother Leo and the captain himself. What's up, TJ?
Well, you know, if you've been listening, we were just kind of just commenting a little bit.
I have to take exception. I have to take exception because I'm on YouTube and I got permanent scars from chiggers and ticks on my back. But I will agree with this. There's so many bullshit artists on YouTube right now. And you have to put the brunt of the blame on the people who watch. There's a lot of people who give and what's up, Leo? Big brother Leo, man. This guy
what's
right
up,
here, let me tell you folks. Everybody who's listening, Leo is as hard as a coffin nail and twice as tough as the wood it's driven into. This man right here,
brother.
if you want to go into the woods with somebody who knows what they're doing, who's not full of shit, look this guy up. He'll answer the phone every time you call. TJ, you're not ready for that. Start off with Leo because he's a little bit nicer. He's just as tough, but he's a little bit sweeter. TJ's just going to tell you, look, you ready to sleep in the mud? You ready to sleep in the cold? Come with us. But as far as these YouTube people, man, there's been so much nonsense. There's been, like, in the past 2 weeks, four people exposed as being bullshit artists. I heard you mention the gorilla thing earlier.
Yeah.
For me, who primarily uses YouTube, it hurts me. Not that I'm doing that, but that's my primary platform. So people are going to be like, well, D, if they're doing this, then are you? I'm going to be like, come down to Southern Oklahoma and North Texas and see if that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys said it, and you said it best. People are lazy. If it's not a football game and it's not MSNBC, CBS, NBC, and this what about my feelings Mickey Mouse society we live in, people don't want anything to do with it. They want things handed to them. They want the evidence handed to them. They're not understanding that we're out there busting our ass in the cold, in the heat, fighting ticks, fighting water moccasins, chiggers, any and everything you can imagine in wildlife before we even get the smallest little circumstantial evidence. We're not talking about getting close to the creature. We're talking about footprints. We're talking about tree twists. The stuff that leads us to believe that the creature is in the area. And for the people that go out and hoax and doctor up photos and have their YouTube channel and say, oh, well, look at me because I'm the one who's bringing you this spectacular evidence, and then the tables are foiled because one of these, you know, Dorito-eating lazy people who just happen to have the wherewithal to check wildlife, because these creatures don't look anything like what you see in your textbooks, folks. Nothing like them. Their morphology, the physiology is completely different than anything you're going to find at school. It just is. I'm sorry to tell you that. When you get these people, and we don't have the time for that because we're out looking for the real creature.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when you get these people, and God bless them, I'm not making fun of anybody, you know, for the people who sit behind their computers and check photos, I'm glad that they're there because we just don't simply have time to do that. I mean, I don't have time being on YouTube to check these other YouTubers who are completely bullshitting their audience. But for the people that have been caught, they should be excommunicated. They're not doing anything but hurting the subject. You guys are out there, what, 6 months, 7 months out of the year straight?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going from state to state to state to state. You're going when people see cats in trees. And raccoons are rummaging through their garbage. Oh, well, I think I have some Bigfoot activity. You have to follow that up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You can't say, oh, well, you know, we're just going to dismiss you because it doesn't sound relevant. You guys are actually on the road, and you're following that up. So it's a disservice not only to you, but the people who are enthusiasts and actually want to know what's going on with this anomalous creature in the woods. It's a disservice to them when you get these hoaxers out. Now, I'm not going to name names. If anybody wants to go look, there has been people with the wherewithal to sit back, you know. They compare pictures. There's this person. I'm not going to say whether it's a man or a woman. But they used photos from the some zoo in England, some zoo in London. They messed around with it. They stretched it out, made different colors and whatnot, and they're trying to pass it off as something they found in the woods. That dog just don't hunt. I mean, it's a slap in the face to Leo. It's a slap in the face to TJ. Slap in the face to the Godfather. It's a slap in the face to people whose names we do not know. You know what I mean? Who go out there for their own personal understanding. And that's where I take exception. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, brother. It pisses me off.
Glad to hear that because, you know, well, God, I want to say, has it been 3 or 4 years? How long have we known each other now?
Going on
was
3 years.
15? Yeah, 15.
It was 16, beginning of 16.
Wow.
I believe.
It was in November, and then we came back in February. So I think it might have been 15 and then came back in the 16. Yeah.
And let me tell you what, folks, and I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth. The only time this man was indoors is when he came to my house when the kids were at school and slept in my daughter's bed. Other than that, he was sleeping in the dirt. I made him a cup of coffee. He slept for 4 hours, and he was right back at it. If you don't have the wherewithal and the sand to do that, just sit back. It's a Greek word to the audience. The observer sits back and they listen. You know, if you're at a play, you're not going to add in your comments. You're not going to give color commentary if you're sitting watching Hamlet. Do that with TJ. Do that with Leo. We don't need that nonsense. We're out there doing what you would like to do. And I understand there's people that live in big metropolitan centers. They don't have the ability to do that. They don't have the ability to go down to Brown Springs or LBL or Florida or North Carolina. To these national forests where there's been reports, and if they did, they're going to go talk to people, and they're going to sit in the woods for about 3 or 4 hours, and they're going to say, well, I haven't heard anything yet. I'm ready to go back to my hotel room. They're not going to sleep with their heads in the mud for 3 days straight. They're just not going to do it. So
no.
For those people, sit back and be the audience.
I couldn't say it any better, DDoS. Go be the audience and say nothing. Just watch.
Yeah, just watch.
Wow.
I mean, these people, Tom Biscardi since 1967, I believe, has been invested in this thing. Now, I'm not talking about money. Everybody, oh, well, Tom Biscardi, he's a millionaire. I'm not talking about money. He's invested his heart and his time in this. So much so that the cap here, your buddy TJ and my good friend and my brother, is sleeping in the mud today as we speak. You know what I mean? Let him do that for you. Don't try to be a big, oh, well, TJ's on TV. Tom Biscardi's on, D's on YouTube. Leo is doing it. I'm going to do that too. You're not going to be able to do it because you're not going to like it. It's not fun. For people like us, it's how we're missing some sort of mechanism that God gave everybody else. Because you got to be a little bit crazy to give this. You got to be a little bit crazy. Let's call spade a spade. I mean, we ain't playing with the full deck, folks. We're smiling, sleeping in the mud, getting bit by chiggers, and going back and happy to do so. Let us do that for you.
Oh, God, you know, I'm sitting back, I'm thinking that one night we were up there on that bluff on the other side of the Red River, and I'm thinking to myself how cold it was. And,
you know
it would have been easy just to get in the truck, load it up, let's go get a hotel room, you know, but, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it doesn't
happen. But if you did that, you could have missed something coming through your camp. You could have missed the ones that threw rocks at you when you were there.
Yeah. Yep.
And every
little
piece of evidence that you have gathered is added to a database, which is added to a better understanding. Once you can add data, you can add to the understanding, and that's empirical evidence. That's what these people don't understand. They want to see a picture or a video. It doesn't work like that. These things haven't lasted for tens of thousands of years because we can catch them on film. They're more elusive than a ninja.
Yeah, you're right. They are. You know, people ask me, well, haven't you caught one yet? I go, because they hide. They're good. They don't want nothing to do with us. They know we're going to kill them. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If I had a gun and I was coming, not talking to you, I tell the people, if I had a gun and I was coming to look for you, wouldn't you try to hide too? And
yeah,
I
no
tell
doubt.
Them exactly what you said it earlier. I said, look, most of the encounters that are happening, that are the actually true, honest-to-goodness encounters, it happened by happenstance. It was an accident. you know?
Yep.
Maybe they had a cold. They didn't smell us, whatever, you know? You're looking at a video, and why is that thing moving back behind there? That's how all these have happened that are, you know, really good. You get on a trail of one of these creatures, and you know as well as I do, D, they want to lose you. You ain't following them anymore. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Amen. And that goes into another thing. Y'all just got me hyped up. I'm sorry.
Go.
Listen to these hoaxers and all these people. Another thing, folks, I'm going to speak slow. These creatures are physical creatures. They go somewhere to sleep. They go somewhere to procreate. They go somewhere to have their offspring. They're not disappearing through a veil of mysticism and spirituality. They
Thank
are physical
you.
Creatures, no different than bears, no different than hogs. They're smarter, but they're no different than any other physical animal except for their intellectual prowess. They are smart. But they're
smart.
Not they're not any kind of mystical, magical monster. I'm so sick of hearing that, Cap, I don't know what to do with myself. I'm pulling my hair out, and I don't have very much.
I'm putting that soapbox under you because, you know, I could speak on this all day long. You know, let me step out here for a second, folks.
Yes, sir.
If I get to meet you the very first time, and I get to come drive 4,000 or 5,000 miles to come see you, after spending all my time in my truck, the last thing I want to hear from anybody, if you're listening to this radio show, okay, is Bigfoot is an ethereal being, and he reached up through my butt, massaged my okay, and made me better. Because you know what I want to do right about then? I want to get in my friggin' truck and drive all the way back to where I came from and try to erase that I've ever met you before. If
right.
I pull up to you and you tell me that the alien spacecrafts are going to land and the Bigfoots are the slaves of the aliens, I'm going to pack up my truck and I'm going to leave. Give me a few days to absorb all the craziness that you might have. And I know mostly everybody on this telephone would probably do the same thing. We're out here to
Amen.
Kill a Bigfoot. Yeah, I said it. Kill a Bigfoot. Prove it to the world and protect the rest of them like every other species on this planet.
Well, you know, the other thing that people fail to realize too, TJ, in reference to these creatures, you know, if you look at the anatomy of all creatures, they have a certain mechanism that they have that they use to protect themselves, that they use to maneuver within their own environment. You look at the blowfish, okay, you look at snakes, they have venom to protect themselves. You look at a lot of creatures, what they have. You look at chameleons, you see what they have. These creatures, what people fail to realize, the first thing they say, and the first thing they want to come off on, they want to throw off on us. You haven't found one. You hadn't shot one. You hadn't done this. You hadn't done it. Folks, these creatures, what you fail to realize, they have mechanisms that helps them adapt to their environment. They are nocturnal.
Absolutely.
They're nocturnal. When people see these creatures in the daytime, that is a one, not even a million, that is one gazillion.
One gazillion
chances in
life to see
a creature. Go buy a lottery ticket. These creatures are nocturnal. These creatures are so camouflaged that they know what to do. Same thing with deer. I mean, you know, if a deer wants you to see them, they'll let you see them. If they don't want you to see them, you won't see them. So that's why we try to use all the technology. We try to take all the data. You take a person like D-Dawes, same thing with TJ. We take data. We take notes. We look at what tried and worked the first time, what didn't work that time. We try something different.
Yep.
You know, and just
Amen.
Like the conversation TJ and I were having a couple of weeks ago, I said, hey, man, I'm going to try this.
Marco,
with fruit.
Bring Keith into this, too. Sorry there, Leo. Hold on.
No,
Keith is in. I was going to tell you, Keith is in. Keith, why don't you chime in, too, buddy?
I'm a listening prisoner.
You know, the thing that we were talking about, I called TJ up, and I said, hey, man, this is what I'm thinking about doing when I put the bait on the end of the string. And TJ was like, well, why don't you try this, Leo? Why don't you try that? Folks, that's what we do. That's what we do.
That's what it's all about.
That's
too,
what
all
brother. About.
I mean,
we just don't wake up and say we're going to get out here and look for these things. I mean, we sit down, we take notes, we look at the cluster where these things are being seen, we look at what they do. But see, the thing about it is, people out there don't want to take the time to do it. Science don't want to take the time to do it. because science, for one thing, is a bunch of jackasses. I'm going to be frank, they're a bunch of jackasses half the time. And then a lot of times, you know, science don't want to take the time we do to do these things. And like I tell folks, and I will say this to sum it up, for years, for decades, for a long time, Jacques Cousteau, even doggone Christopher Columbus, all of those folks wrote memoirs about the giant squid, and people thought they were the biggest assholes and idiots. Now, all you got to do is pay a couple hundred bucks. You can go out to the Pacific Coast and rent a glass-bottom boat and watch them mate.
All day long.
So like I said, my whole philosophy about this whole thing, when we do discover these creatures, when it comes out on CNN, CSNBC, BBC, I'm going to be the first to pull my pants down and tell science to kiss my ass.
Hey, man. I love it.
Yeah.
And nobody can, I mean, that was the Martin Luther King speech right there. I can't follow that up, but I just want to add this into it. For all these people who are talking about aliens and spiritual interdimensional beings, I want to say this on this show. You never heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it here. If that's true, then you're denying God. Creature means we had a creator. These things are creatures. They're no different than bears or anything else. So when you buy a book and you say, oh, well, gee whiz, this guy, he's onto something. You know, the Bigfoot reached up his ass and healed his prostate and this, that, and the other thing. And I want to go to the woods and have that happen too. Remember two things. One, there's other things out there besides Bigfoot. Two, we're talking about a physical creature. Yeah, no doubt. We're talking about something that is greater than a mountain lion, which if you go out there without a gun, a mountain lion's going to tear you to bits.
It's going
to
eat you.
A bear is going to tear you to bits. A hog is going to tear you to bits. You're not going to do anything to do. Yeah, you'll be lost out there in the forest, literally.
Yeah.
These things are physical creatures, folks. We're not out there chasing. We're not ghost hunters. We're not Ghostbusters. Leave that to people who are more invested in that type of nonsense. They're not jumping from one interdimensional plane to the next. They're going into underwater caves. They're bedding down on top of the ground where nobody goes. 52% of the United States is unoccupied by human beings, folks. 52%. We live in human-populated centers, metropolises.
Near the coast.
Yeah, absolutely. So with all that land, there is the possibility, and I'd say there's the fact that other things are living and thriving.
Yeah.
Man, y'all got me hyped up tonight, brother. Like,
well, that's good. That's good. You know,
I'm glad somebody's holding these people to account. I really am, and God bless y'all for doing so.
I met this gentleman. His name is Keith. Keith, introduce yourself to D. Okay. He's a good one, Steve.
What's up, Keith? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, man? I support you 1,000%. Everything you said is nothing but the truth, no doubt. And it just really pisses me off. Instead of being at home where it's warm at 4 o'clock in the morning when it's 15 degrees outside, I'm out in the swamp somewhere, and you got some idiot sitting behind a computer creating some fake crap, you know?
And you know what's going to happen when you are out there in that swamp at 15 degrees? And you actually capture something, speculation is going to be thrown on. It'll be a slap in the face. That's what pisses me off. When Tom goes out there and he actually captures this magnificent footage, speculation is going to be thrown on it. Why? Not because of Tom Biscardi, not because of the Godfather, not because of TJ or Leo or anyone else, but because of these jackasses who are putting out nonsense.
Yep. Well, I mean, you can look at all the pictures you want, but some of the stuff that we've collected, the data we've collected, there's only one explanation. As a physical being is out there leaving these traces of their presence in the woods. I mean, there's no doubt. There's no blinking.
Amen. There's
no blinking light floating through the woods or nothing like that. It's a living, breathing creature.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You take a fingerprint kit and go to somebody's home who's haunted, and the only fingerprint you're going to find are the people that live in that home. You know what I mean? Like, it blows my mind apart, and it pisses me off. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yep.
You got Tom Biscardi, who's been doing this for 50 years. You got Leo, who generously dedicates his time to people's understanding. You got TJ, who's got a beautiful wife, a beautiful family, sleeping in the mud 6 months out of the year, straight.
Back in his truck, another 6 months.
Yeah, back there you go. You got this taking place while these people, these Dorito-eating, football-watching fat asses, that
Amen,
are
brother.
Sitting behind their computer, that you know, in their blogs and on their you know software, putting together these photos, jipping people out of their money. Because you're right, there is money in YouTube. They're jipping people
oh, yeah.
out of their money by lying to them while not contributing to the data that's already in place that your father has contributed to. He has.
Yeah.
While not contributing towards the understanding in the present that we have of this creature. I mean, I'm sorry, Marco. I don't mean to be so upset, but, like, they got me hyped and amped. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, it's
a problem, and it's
a
problem that's not going away.
Yeah, you're right. It's a slap in the face to people like us.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I have God only knows how much money tied in equipment and time invested in the woods, and you know, just and then some dumbass gets on YouTube and comes out with some fake crap, and you know, it makes the rest of us look fake too.
And that's where I have respect for TJ and his crew. They're completely wide open. They share their data, and data is the most important part. Once you say somebody in Kentucky has the same experience as somebody in Texas, that adds to the empirical data. That's non-corroborating stories coming together. And when those similarities hit each other, nobody's going to be able to deny that.
No.
That's a trait in a creature.
Yeah. When you're out in the woods and you know there's not another living soul within 50 miles, even a rock gets hurled at you. You know, I haven't met a mountain lion yet that has an opposable thumb.
It's the bears. It's the bears with the opposable thumbs. They got opposable thumbs
yeah,
now. I've been told that.
Yeah. Like the bears that are able to walk at least 20 feet and run on their hind legs. You know?
Amen.
I mean, make it real, people. This is a subject that's, in my opinion, the most important subject that anybody can be talking about. And it's time to start taking it seriously. That's
Absolutely.
What Leo and TJ and Keith and Marco Bill and I are harping on. It's going to come to a point in time where somebody, I mean, Lord forbid, but somebody's going to get hurt. So
yep.
People probably already have.
No, they've
but
been shot.
We need that data.
Folks.
Yeah, we need that data, and we need people in the field like them to add to that data so you people can have understanding on what's really going on. I understand, hey, I like to read fiction too, but look at it as fiction when you see a Bigfoot that's holding hands and having picnics with people. That just ain't happening, folks.
Man, there's people's careers have been just ruined because of this subject, because of people like that.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, good, arduous, forward-thinking people who do the right work. You just said
absolutely.
It's ruined because of something that ain't got nothing to do with them. It's because of these
You're
profiteers
right.
and these people who go out and they do it the wrong way. They spend an hour in the woods on their picnic blankets having a tea party with Bigfoot.
And 12
you know,
hours on their computer lying about it.
Yeah, and 12 yes, sir, 12 hours on their computer lying about it.
Exactly. You know.
And one of the other big things you got to understand is some of the teens that go out, you know, they're not drinking beer by the campfire all night, making stories about Bigfoot is not researching Bigfoot.
Well,
you heard it here first,
Marco,
folks. Marco Bill said it. You ain't Bigfooting if you're drinking beer by the campfire and jumping at noises that raccoons make.
And he's being nice about the drinking beer. He's talking about the other stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you know. I've been through the, 16 years now. And I have, I mean, all the evidence and stuff, there's a lot of stuff that gets laid by the wayside as we go along in time because it's not quite as important. You know, when you first find these things, footprints, tree formations, you know, all different kinds of different things that would point to, you know, not conclusive evidence, but evidence, you know, evidence that could be used when put together with other evidence. And my thoughts
yep.
all these years is
mm-hmm.
to try to, that's why I was on there for 8 hours last week or this week trying to look. I wanted to try to see if I could put together some information, you know, from the different sites and things where people had actual occasions and encounters and other evidence things that they've got, and plus the stuff that we have so much stuff. And nobody even knows we have all this stuff.
I know, because we're old fashioned. Put it in the storage shed. Not on the computer.
Yeah, you're not on the. Oh, look what we found this week.
Well, you know, the other thing, TJ, the folks fell
in love.
What
I'd like to do is put it together, for instance, pictures of Bigfoot, whether they're all, you know, conclusive or not conclusive. There are some very good pictures through the years that we've collected, and videos, and I'm sure there's other people out there that have the same thing. I've seen some of them, and it would be nice that if, you know, the BFRO tried to put together all this stuff, you know, for sightings and stuff like that, right? Well, why can't we put together, form some sort of a union, put together
the
evidence that's, it may not be conclusive, but it's evidence. And when you put them together, somebody else sees them, and they see some of the circumstances that surround getting the information, it puts two and two together for a lot of other people.
Well, Marco Beal,
you're
going to have people that aren't trying to stand on their own island and fly their own flag before that happens. And
well,
that's why I have to congratuate.
Everybody, it's
Tom
my big
TJ.
Else can have it, you know.
There you go. Yeah, because they're going to get their statue made at the steps of the Smithsonian as being the great, you know, discoverer of this species. People are out of their minds. If we're going to there's two things in my mind that are going to happen. It's either going to be the government or us. And I'd rather it be us. I don't care if my name never appears in it. I'd rather contribute towards one of just an average American citizen saying, hey, I have this piece of evidence, and that combined with everything else before that, you cannot deny me. Now, I don't care whether it's Tom Biscardi, whether it's TJ, whether it's Steve, whether it's Leo, whether it's Keith. I don't give a shit. I just want it to be some average Joe, some stalwart, independent researcher that puts that forth. And this is something else that bothers me. Just because TJ and Tom are a part of the Searching for Bigfoot crew doesn't mean that they're not independent researchers. They're independent researchers, folks. I mean, just like our great president that we have today made it to the White House under his own guile, these people under their own guile are putting forth this evidence. So that means they're with us, not against us. It blows my mind to pieces,
blow
bro.
Blow your trumpet. Blow your trumpet. My God,
the mentality that people have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's madness.
Well, the other thing people fail to realize, and folks out there listening, I know it's folks all around the world listening to the show. Folks, if we really, 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 between the ingenuity, between Army Ranger, a Marine, law enforcement, people we have on our team, if we really, really, really wanted to fake this thing and do a good job of it, we could do it to where the world would be amazed tomorrow. But we're not doing that. The stuff that we go out there, the information that we bring back, you know, a lot of times, you know, TJ would come on the show and, you know, hey, Leo, where'd you go? Hey, I went to Virginia. What'd you get? Nothing. And that's evidence. That makes the evidence, you know, more valid.
And, you know, Leo,
man, if I get on the show every day, every
you
know,
tell me they don't
stink
your hands, Leo. They don't say, "Oh, well, bad, Leo. You didn't get any evidence."
No, because
they understand because they're out there too.
Here's my view on that. You see, I look at this. The scientific community has a scientific body, and they do scientific things and it studies and all that stuff, right? But when Bigfoot gets in that picture, there is no scientific anything,
because
nobody wants to put their
reputation,
put their whatever out on the line. And really, what needs to happen for us to go forward, like we're talking about, would be to get to where we had a body of people who were you know, actually stuck their little wingy dingy out there to
stick your dick out there and see if it gets.
Yeah, they're willing to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to stand behind these independent researchers. You know, I got a background in journalism and investigation.
We've been through this so many times. How many of the places we've had samples taken to try to get it analyzed, and when they come back, what do they use? They use the political, not human, not you know,
yeah,
not
not,
you know,
not on file, not unknown animal.
Right.
You know.
They never tell us what the real, you know, a real scientific thing, because they won't do it. Their system or their body or whatever won't let them do it.
And that goes against their scientific, you know, parabellum. You know,
yeah.
Science is supposed to be separate from politics. You know,
oh, yeah.
It's supposed to go against the grain. If scientific, there's scientific proof that there's an anomalous, upright, walking creature out there. There's enough circumstantial evidence to convict Jack the Ripper. I mean, where's the point where we say, let's get real?
DJ Tom.
Well,
and the team, on the earlier team, how many times had people knocked us down hard on anything that we would bring forward?
Yep.
So many times.
All the time.
Yeah.
The age of exploration is over, okay, for most people on the planet. They believe they've found it, they've seen it, it doesn't exist, it cannot be there, just because they said so. You go back 200 years ago, everybody was an explorer. Everybody wanted to be in the Congo. They wanted to be in Egypt. They wanted to, and nobody said nothing about them. Nobody, you know, Sir Carter, they didn't call him crazy, I don't think. I mean, he just kept looking until he found it, you know?
Exactly.
But
and
nowadays,
to give you people perspective,
internet,
100 years ago is less than 100 years ago, I'm sorry, is when the gorilla was found. People were calling these explorers crazy because they said there's a man-type being out there in the jungle. They called it a gorilla. They were calling them crazy. We got them in zoos now.
Yeah. Yep. You know, it's just the way it is. And I honestly think the internet has screwed up a lot of the stuff for this planet. And it's also helped in the dissemination of information. Okay. But people are taking it the wrong way and using it to profit. There's going to be profit.
The hard part is
the
filtering.
We know that.
Filtering out.
Filtering.
Filtering out of the garbage. And, you know, and that's why when I first started the show, that's what I was commenting on was, you know, we used to go back. There wasn't that many people in there. And the few people that were, I mean, you disseminate it and you could, you know, it was handleable. It was easily taken care of because it wasn't that great. But today, there's so much garbage out there that it's very difficult to filter through it to find.
Yeah, John
what's
Q.
Real
public
what's...
doesn't know.
Right.
They don't know. I mean, because everybody is presenting themselves as being honest. And I'm going to tell you here, and I hope I'm not telling tales out of school. Tom Biscardi, on my first time meeting him, showed me the best piece of evidence I've ever seen, and that's the God's honest truth. The best. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you put forth. He showed me the best piece of evidence I've ever seen. And the reason I have respect for him to this day and the reason I call him Godfather is because he had the wherewithal and the respect not to put that out there. And it took me a long time to understand it, but he didn't put it out for public consumption because what's put out there for public consumption, there's speculation thrown on it. I mean, it becomes a part of the muck, and the muck becomes muckraking. Oh, well, this is why this isn't real. Well, you got these other people out there doctoring up photos from the London Zoo. It's bananas.
You know, there's a photo from 1851. It shows a Bigfoot hanging from a tree and this guy standing next to it with a musket. Do you guys all remember that photo?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I had I don't even know why I did it, but it was circulating around, and I said, everybody was talking all about, oh, this is the great, and I just finally piped in and went, look, guys, you probably don't know about it, but 10 or 11 years ago,
this was thrown out there. It's fake. It's not real. Somebody doctored it up. It's supposed to be a bear hanging from a tree. And these people started arguing with me. Now, thank God I put a file on my computer that says Bigfoot photos. I went up and I posted it up there. I said, here's the original photo. So now you can see where they photoshopped the bear, made it skinny, turned it into a Bigfoot. They started arguing to me saying that I probably photoshopped a bear into the photo. I stopped the conversation at that point in time. Okay.
Unfortunately, that's what happens a lot of the time is people are, I mean, it's like, you know, when we broke the myth of the Patterson-Gimlin thing.
That hurt.
I mean, there's just people out there that are just so, it's their gospel thing, and there's absolutely no way that it could be fake. And even if you show them all the things that we had, including witnesses, you know, it still wouldn't believe it. And,
I know.
I guess
that's a galvanizing thing. You know, I just interviewed a guy who spent 20 years of his life investigating that. And the first night I met Tom, he showed me that documentary. And he said, I want you to call me if you have any questions or if you have any speculations on that. Because everybody, you've seen it. Tom, TJ, you've seen it. Leo's seen it. When we saw that as children, did you not believe that that was a monster? I'm like, I'm seeing a video of a monster right now.
Yep.
But there was enough empirical evidence. Everybody.
The holy grail of Bigfoot.
Right. But because of due diligence, there was enough thrown at it. You know what I mean? And like you said, the witness testimonies is what got me.
Hey, D, you think I'm going to be on it?
Look, I sat across from
Patricia. I'm sorry, Leo?
I said, your next show, I want to be on it.
Yeah, bro, you got an open invitation. That and anybody on this show, Leo, me and you had one of the funnest shows I've ever done.
Well, shoot me an email or shoot me a text. You still got my number. You should.
Yeah, I've gone through three phones, but I try to keep the same contact list.
I'll text
it. And it's been too long. And folks, let me tell you something. You know, everybody looks at DDoS and the Bigfoot Dogman Research Project. That's my thing, BDRP on YouTube. But these people are family. If there was no such thing as Bigfoot, these people would still be my family. You know, I have 10 tons of respect for TJ. That's why I call him, people hear me call him Cap in the public. He's the captain. You know what I mean? Like,
thank
I got 10 tons of respect for him. Leo, Marco Bill, he's like a brother to me. These people are good people. I don't care what anybody says because of any kind of controversy. They're still. That's why when you hear me on this show right now, because this is my family. You know what I mean? Just because you don't talk to your cousin for 2 or 3 years doesn't mean that they're not still your cousins. You know what I mean?
They're still family.
And,
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I'm down in Dallas right now, man, but there's a lot going on in East Texas. And I want to abandon the Oklahoma-Texas border because East Texas, and you told me this, TJ, like I remember when we first met and I went over to the Texas, on the Texas side of where I was researching.
Right.
And you walked up to me because I was sad. You saw that sad look on my face, and I said, man, I've dedicated 2 years to this, and I didn't ever think about what's going on the other side of the river.
Other side.
Yeah, and you said something that was simple, but it opened my eyes to so much. It expanded my way of thinking. You said, well, brother, we go across bridges every day. We don't think about the whole families that are sleeping underneath that bridge.
That's right.
And you're absolutely right. You know what I mean? Like, and he opened my perspective to the research area that I've spent so much time in, because on the Texas side was the same research area. I just didn't realize. And you're not going to realize it if you're out there for an hour having a picnic and listening and getting scared of armadillos running across some dry leaves. It's just not going to happen for you, folks. I mean, when TJ calls you up, you have some activity going on at your house. The only advice I have for you is to make sure that it's legitimate because they're going to come. They're coming.
That's right.
If you call them up, they're going to come. So don't. This is just a favor. I'm not a part of the Searching for Bigfoot crew. I'm asking you this as an independent. Don't waste the man's time. He's got a beautiful wife, beautiful family that he could be home with. Don't waste the man's time because you got a cat in the tree and you saw some eye shines.
Thank you, D. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You got 10 seconds. Say goodnight.
Oh, my God.
10 seconds? Are you kidding me? Come on, Marco.
We're done.
No, that's the
one
strict,
second.
Strict rule.
We're off
with,
the air.
Yep, YouTube.
Well,
guess what?
Good night, everybody.
Pick it up next week.
Thanks
good
for
night.
Coming on, and I enjoyed the
Keith
whole. I enjoyed this
week.
Show so much. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have fun.
Thank y'all.
Take care, everybody.
Okay.
See you, Leo.
Take care, bro.
See
bye,
you,
Keith.
Cap. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night, Keith.
Good night, sir.
We'll get you next week, Keith, okay?
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. Put them all together, reason for the facts.